This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username here in moments. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and James.
And I'm just going to let our board operators know that there is talkback hitting us. That means that we can hear ourselves in our headphones, but I've muted it for now. Anyway, sorry about that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. It was last year, I believe, during the Porcupine Freedom Festival that we had the opportunity to meet Lenore Scanese, and she is the author over at freerangekids.com. Very, very interesting blog site. You may recall she was named the world's worst mom a few years back, several years ago, when she allowed her, I believe at the time, nine-year-old son to take himself home from school in New York City, I believe in Manhattan, where he, you know, instead of riding the bus, he would go ahead and, you know, walk home or take the subway or whatever way he determined was the best way to get back to his home. And when the news got out about this, that she had done that, because I forget what it was that led to the news getting out about that, but for somehow it got out and she ended up on, you know, various different talk shows and television talk shows and things like that, where she was just railed against for putting her son in danger, allowing her son to walk from home from school in New York City. And she launched this blog, freerangekids.com, as a result of that. The byline of the blog is how to raise safe, self-reliant children without going nuts with worry. Because there's, as a parent, and I'm not one of them, but apparently there's all this pressure from other parents out there, at least some of them, to overprotect your kids. And so it's a fascinating blog. FreeRangeKids.com is the website. She's always got interesting stuff that, you know, sort of covers independence and young people. And, you know, some parents don't want their kids to grow up. They want to keep them as dependent as possible for a long time. But other parents would like their kids to grow up and give them the opportunity to have that mental growth that it takes, you know, to sort of strike out from the nest, so to speak. And so that's what you see here with Lenore Scanese and the parents like her. But unfortunately, they're going up against a society that has grown to overprotect, that has grown to restrict, that has grown to disallow young people from becoming adults sooner rather than later. You know, classic examples of this would be work restrictions, where if you're under the age of 16, pretty much it's next to impossible to get a job because most employers don't want to jump through the hoops that it would take to employ a 14 or 15-year-old, and prior to 14, unless you're working for your parents, it's just flat-out illegal.
Yeah. And a little bit of perspective on the number 15 in that context. When Alexander the Great set out to take over the world, he was 15 years old,
really?
In command of an army. And he did a really good job. I mean, I don't think it's a great project. It's not something that I would want to undertake. But as world conquest goes, he did a pretty good job of it. So, you know, we do systematically underestimate younger people in our society, and I think it's one of the reasons that you see so much angst and so much rage from young people.
Absolutely.
Who are 17 years old and still trying to claw their way out of the swaddling clothes.
Yeah, what's the joke? It's like, you can't have sex, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't have a job. You know, it's like, no wonder these people are so pissed.
Are frustrated, angry.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, you can't do anything when you're that age. It's
right.
Like, It's ridiculous.
Why are teenage boys going around destroying things? Well, it's kind of a teenage boy thing, but ultimately they've got the time to do so, right? If they were busy working, trying to pay some bills or whatever, it all of a sudden would change their level of maturity.
I think it's a teenage boy thing to aggressively pursue something, but that something may not be destructive.
Destruction, sure.
That energy can go into all kinds of productive things if they're not prevented. You know,
I read an article about Japan, and it said it's like a common thing for like 4-year-olds to ride whatever their subway is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like these large
things. You mean with all those subway perverts around? I mean, haven't you heard about the people touching? There's like these lecherous men that will grab females on the subway lines out in Tokyo.
Yeah, that is common. It happens a lot out there.
So, I mean, I'm just bringing up the objection.
My understanding is that they also have people who will physically push on people to help them get into the cars, which are so packed there. And my understanding is that's part of the reason that they have people being felt up is just they're packed in like sardines.
They feel like they can get away with it.
Yeah, they're really helpless in that situation.
Yeah, here's like an article just for the heck of it. It's like, why are little kids in Japan so independent? In Japan, small children take the subway and run errands alone. No parent in sight. It's from citylab.com.
Hmm.
It says it's a common sight on Japanese mass transit. Children troop through train cars singularly or in small groups looking for seats. So, I mean, like, this is a common thing. People don't think twice. Like, if you see a 4-year-old riding... like, could you imagine if this happened in the United States, the people would be calling the police and,
I mean, it seems like a safe idea generally, especially if the transit's busy. It's not like some kidnapper is going to be able to just whisk them away in a huge crowd of people. If the kid screams, someone's going to step up, right?
True. Of course, the concern is that until a kid hits a certain age, they might not know when to scream.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, there's always worries, right? There's always fears, there's always worries, and if you let the worry and the fear get the best of you, then you'll round off all the corners, you'll put, padding on everything, you'll overprotect young people until they're just completely helpless.
Yeah, and risk tolerance, I believe, is something that's deeply built into your psyche. To where if you're forced to live with a different risk level of risk tolerance than that which you feel natural, I think quite frequently you're going to end up being a profoundly unhappy human being. Whether you're a risk-averse person who finds themselves forced to live through great risk, or if you're someone like me who... If you look at the jobs I've really enjoyed, they've been being a cashier in a convenience store on the midnight shift, being a cab driver, being a drug dealer, things that brought me into a certain amount of risk. And that feels comfortable for me.
Does it feel comfortable, or does it feel like you're living?
Well, it feels like I'm living, but it feels more comfortable than trying to be in an office environment where risk, or a corporate environment where risk is very much frowned upon.
Don't step out of line.
Yeah, exactly. And everything is expected to be cautious. And as a techie, I was kind of expected to break out of that. But then you have the whole culture of the corporation trying to keep you on task, from a marketing point of view. So it's, you're wanting to take the risks and think the big thoughts. And of course, they have their own concerns.
I think that if you're used to taking risks, it can feel more comfortable. I think that's true. But generally, in order to take a risk, you have to get out of your comfort zone. Like, the first time you take a risk, you generally are getting out of your comfort zone because it's comfortable for most people to just kind of do what they're used to doing, not take any significant risk. In fact, our government school system discourages risks. They don't have an entrepreneur's class in government school. They train you to go to college, get a degree so you can get a job, work that job for 40 years, and then retire at age 65. collect a government paycheck until you die. That's, you know, sort of the general way of doing things in the United States, is as risk-free as possible.
Yeah, that's almost like a trained behavior. I was kind of shocked. There were people, you know, I'm an accountant, I guess, by trade, and like there were people that were twice my age who had been working in accounting for, you know, 10, 20 years, and they were just so risk averse. It was unbelievable. It was like,
don't rock the boat, James.
Well, no, it was like, we don't know if this is the correct way to do it. We got to get, you know, like feedback, and we got to waste someone else's time, like make sure that we do this correctly. And I'm like, well, why don't we just do it? Like, I'm 95% sure this is the right way to do it. Let's not waste someone's time. If there's a problem, then we'll resolve it. Like, they're just paralyzed by the fear of possibly doing something wrong.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. Username here is lrn.fm. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. But if you're getting online and you're not protecting yourself, then you can't expect someone to do it for you. You've got to take the steps to protect yourself online from various different people that might want to harm you or companies that might want to spy on you. You can do that. One of the ways to do it is through ProXPN. They can give you your privacy back. They're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. We haven't even really gotten into the story yet. Just sort of started talking about free-range kids, and it's a great blog, freerangekids.com. Lenore Scanese is the blogger there. She highlights a lot of stories from across the country about, you know, how it is that young people are being prohibited from maturing, basically, by government laws, by overprotective parents, by government systems like the school system. And in this case, this is the story about the school, a story about the school system, specifically in South Carolina, where Leanne Arthur is a teacher at Union County High School. She apparently left her smartphone on her desk, and then when she went out to do hall monitor duty, a student picked it up and fiddled with it. Then, according to Reason.com, after discovering the phone was unlocked, he went through Arthur's photos, eventually finding some sexually oriented shots that Arthur said, Arthur's her last name, Leanne Arthur, that Arthur says she took for her husband. By the time she returned to the classroom, the student had taken the photo, one of the photos, I guess he took a photo of one of her pictures with his own phone and was then texting the photos to other students. According to Arthur, he told her, quote, "Your day of reckoning is coming," unquote. One might think the student would at least face disciplinary action from the school, if not criminal charges of some sort, but thus far the school has not moved to hold the 16-year-old student accountable at all. However, the teacher, on the other hand, is another story. After teaching in Union County for 13 years, she resigned when district officials gave her the choice to either resign immediately or start the firing process.
Hmm.
Fired for, and that was an excerpt from Reason.com. Now back to Lenore Scanese. She writes, fired for not keeping her phone strapped to her body, for taking photographs to send to her husband, for not shooting the kid who stole her phone? No, her crime was brazenly bringing sex into the life of this otherwise upstanding young man. Or so it sounds, as the interim superintendent has said that the teacher may be charged with, get this, contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Wow.
All because she left her phone on her desk at school. Now, presumably there wasn't a passcode on it, because otherwise he would have had to have somehow garnered her password and then gotten into the phone. So presuming the phone was sort of wide open, he was able to access it, find her photos, find pictures of her naked or having sex or whatever they were, and then take those pictures. He essentially violated her privacy. He broke into her device, basically, which is, you know, a total privacy violation.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she's the one who's getting in trouble for it?
Yeah, I remember when I lived in Florida, a similar situation where my pool company was trying to convince me to get a larger fence put around my pool, even though I had a fenced backyard with the pool in it. And I said, why? And they explained that, well, you know, if a kid gets into your backyard and falls into your pool and drowns, their parents can sue you for maintaining what's known as an attractive nuisance.
Really?
Which is basically anything with a non-zero level of risk, which everything has a non-zero level of risk, that might be interesting to a child. You know, and that's, so yeah, you can be prosecuted for that. And it's the same thing, holding the victim responsible for acts that, although obviously if these are small children, criminalizing minor trespass doesn't make sense, but then holding somebody else responsible for the direct and unavoidable results of that, that trespass is insane.
In this case, we're talking about a high school, so it wasn't like, you know, an elementary school. This guy was definitely malicious, right? Like, he tells the teacher, quote, "Your day of reckoning is coming." So clearly, he doesn't like this lady.
I reckon.
And who knows? Maybe she's an awful teacher. I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, that's why she's being getting this kind of treatment from her students. Or maybe they're all awful. Maybe she's awful and he's awful. So who knows? But either way, to me, there's no crime that's been committed here. The toll-free number, if you want to jump into the discussion, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a little bit more to the story. Let's go to Steve in Chicago, though. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hello, Steve.
Oh, is that me?
You're on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk about my penis.
Well, you know, we're doing a radio show, so I don't know if that's particularly a friendly topic. Yeah, if you can keep it clinically clean, then I suppose we could discuss, you know, sexual issues or something. Are you having some issues?
Yeah, there's some green stuff going out of the tip.
You might want to go to a doctor for that. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So, yeah, definitely see a doctor. You don't want to call talk radio. Talk show hosts probably aren't going to be able to help you with that.
Well, hopefully they'll give that growth an IQ test before they decide which one to kill.
So 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. So as Lenore Scanese points out here, charging this lady, which hasn't happened yet, but the superintendent's talking about it, with contributing to the delinquency of a minor is like arresting dad for keeping a penthouse in his sock drawer. The superintendent said the teacher was at fault because, quote, "When we take inappropriate information or pictures, we had best make sure it remains private," unquote. Well, if it's not private, if it's on her private phone, and while we're at it, are pictures really inappropriate if we choose to take them of ourselves and choose the people with whom we share them? This is just another instance of the mess we get into when authorities decide they are saving kids by acting if any time that anyone under 18 encounters anything of a sexual nature, that the young person is damaged for life. And you see this a lot with teenagers, right? There's this idea that sex is bad, and that's a pretty common idea in the United States, sort of harkens back to Puritanism.
Sex is bad, okay.
Yeah, and that it's somehow going to require therapy or, you know, some sort of long-term issues that, you know, they're going to have to deal with if they are encountering sex at a young age. And I don't know about you guys, but the first time I saw naked pictures of a woman was probably when I was about 5 on the school bus. I don't know when you guys first saw sex. I don't remember when I first saw sex, but it was probably no later than 11 or 12 years old. It's Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts with us.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the teacher, the school teacher who I believe it was South Carolina. Yeah, South Carolina. Lee Ann Arthur is her name. She's a teacher at Union County High School. The story's from freerangekids.com, where she may be facing, if the superintendent of the school has his way, she may be facing some criminal charges, contributing to the delinquency of a minor because she took some nudie pictures for her husband on her phone, then left her phone unattended in her classroom, and she went out to the hallway to do a hall monitor job, came back, and when she came back, she discovered that one of her students had snatched the phone, gone into it, found her pictures, and had photographed them for himself, apparently with his own phone, and had begun sending them to other students in the school. So apparently that is now something that not only has gotten her fired from her job, well, they gave her the opportunity to resign immediately before they began the firing proceedings. So not only has she lost her job over this.
They took her job.
Yeah. And now not only she lost her job, but she's also maybe facing criminal charges. Now, my understanding of contributing to the delinquency of a minor usually has to do with if you do something to basically allow a minor or to assist a minor being someone under the age of 18 in most states, to assist the minor in committing what would normally be considered a misdemeanor or felony act. That's my understanding of it. Now, again, each statute probably varies by state to state, but I'm pretty sure him possessing pictures of an of-age woman, I mean, she's in her, I think she's in her late 20s. I'm not clear on her age. But anyway, she's old enough to teach at school. So, it's, you know, it's not like he had child pornography or something like that, pictures of a teenage girl. He had pictures of this teacher. That's not a misdemeanor. That's not a felony. So I don't think
well,
the superintendent...
he definitely committed a criminal act in that he broke in the access your phone without permission, which I'm pretty sure TJ could, I think, can rattle off the number from the U.S. code of the section that violates. But I'm pretty sure pretty much... you know, just walking up to somebody's open terminal and looking at it probably violates that act.
I don't know. Is that a crime? I mean, if somebody gets on your Facebook account, if you leave a terminal, and you've done this before, Rich.
You've left
yourself logged in on Facebook. Somebody comes up and they get on there and they write some sort of Facebook post about, I'm Rich Paul and I'm this and this and this, and then, you know, hit send. You know, is that really? I mean, if you don't take any effort to secure the device... It's certainly not breaking and entering. It may be entering, but it's nothing has been broken at that point.
Well, I mean, in the case of a phone, the argument that I would make is that that phone was hers.
Yes,
and
it definitely
for him
was hers.
To pick it up or touch it in any way would be a trespass. I don't know if I would call that a temporary theft. But certainly it's certainly an initiation of force, although I don't know what section of the penal code it might violate.
Well, you have summoned him. Here he is. TJ, the spy, is on the line. TJ.
I knew you were listening to me.
I was. I heard my ears burning.
Well, he's a good spy, so he's doing his job.
I am. If I'm not,
and you're a little overblown, by the way. You're a little overmodulated, so maybe back away from your phone 6 inches. Or
all
something.
Right, how's that?
It's better.
Is that better?
That's better.
All right, good.
Thank you. You're on the air.
Anyway, yeah, the statute is 18 U.S.C. Section 1030, computer fraud and abuse, but that's only if it's a federal issue.
And what would make it a federal issue?
Generally, anything that involves interstate commerce, or if the phone was made in interstate commerce. I mean, because of the Wickard v. Filburn case, that was Roscoe Filburn back in 1940. He made more corn than he was supposed to, and basically the Supreme Court said by making his own corn, he wasn't buying corn in interstate commerce, and therefore, even though he was making the corn for his own use, it was indirectly affecting interstate commerce under the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Wow.
So whenever...
Under Wickard v. Filburn, there's no question that the phone was engaged in interstate commerce when it talked to a satellite, I would say, which is outside of any state.
Yes, or if it, you know, generally, like, for example, if he, you know, the problem is if he would have emailed the pictures from her phone to his phone, that definitely would have been computer fraud and abuse under 18 U.S.C. Section 1030, because you can't really send an email or a text message without the email or electronic communication crossing state lines nowadays.
Would that be... Aren't you supposed to have, like, a terms of service, though? Like, if I just pick up your phone and use it, I've not agreed to any terms of service, right?
Terms of service, if you agreed to them, would be a civil and not a criminal matter. They wouldn't –
That might actually be a
criminal offense to violate terms of service, but
This is a private contract, right?
That actually is a very good question.
Go ahead, TJ.
Oh, yeah, that's actually an unresolved question. For example, is it illegal to sign up for Facebook under a fake name?
Well, I mean, you could argue that that's fraud, but has it caused Facebook damage?
Well, that's what, you know, that was a recent case, and I forget how the ruling came down. It was somewhat complicated. But generally, yeah, if you, the one case I am familiar with was the StubHub. So it basically an online ticket aggregator.
Yeah.
So, you know, StubHub, if you want to go buy like tickets for sporting events or for a music concert, you go online, and you know how they have like a CAPTCHA. a thing that keeps a bot from buying up blocks of tickets, right?
Yep.
So these very smart computer programmers wrote a bot to go in and buy like 1,000, you know, concert tickets, and then would resell them at a profit. Now, of course, I say this is perfectly legal because, you know, if you sign up and buy a ticket and it's $20 and you can resell it on the private market for $40, then the person who was originally selling it wasn't pricing it right.
Well, generally, that's illegal in most places, right?
Yeah. So are you saying that it's legal or it's moral? Because I would agree if you said it was moral, but I would disagree if you said it was legal.
This was actually a 18 U.S.C. Section 1030 computer fraud and abuse case. The U.S. Attorney's Office said by going in and signing up for like 1,000 StubHub accounts with fraudulent names, and by buying the tickets, even though they weren't committing fraud per se, they were paying for the tickets legally and lawfully, but they were circumventing the terms of service and therefore getting around what StubHub was supposed to allow them to do. StubHub said you can only have one account per person, and these two guys had several, you know, 100 accounts, each purchasing one or two tickets. And they ultimately, I cannot remember, you know, before, you know, I wish I actually had my computer in front of me and then I could actually get the case name for you.
Well, it would seem like, now, was it a criminal case? I mean, because that would seem like a civil case.
It was a criminal case.
And you don't recall how it ended up?
Not off the top of my head. That's
wow,
one of the problems.
TJ's been stumped. This is a moment. Mark the time, 7:41 Eastern Friday. We have stumped TJ. He has not recollected something.
Let me pick your brain. So if you have your computer open, and I go and I sit on it, and I find your dirty pictures on your computer, like have I broken some kind of law?
Well, if you're sitting on his laptop, he's probably broken
his laptop.
I mean, with this particular case in the North Carolina, I mean, this goes to show you should always have your phone password protected. That's a good case. And, you know, this will be a very interesting one to turn out, like to see how she'll, whether she'll be, you know, charged or not, or whether she'll actually go to jail.
I don't think she could be charged for this. I mean, it's not contributing to the delinquency of a minor to put pictures on your phone and then have them stolen by the person who's under the age of 18. I just don't, you know, I just don't see how they're going to – the superintendent doesn't know the law, right? He's just a school superintendent. He's a bureaucrat. He can't bring the charge. He's just blustering about this. I don't expect she'll be charged. She's already lost her job over this. TJ, thanks for your call and thoughts here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it is getting on someone else's computer without their permission, is that illegal? You can answer that question, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. Your comments on the teacher and the student situation out of South Carolina are also welcome, or bring up anything.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You've reached Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. She may or may not be facing jail time, but one teacher or former teacher from South Carolina, Lee Ann Arthur, is definitely losing her job. She has resigned, basically been forced to resign, after leaving her phone out on her desk in school, walking out of the room to do some hall monitor tasks, coming back and discovering that a student in her high school class had taken her phone, had breached it, and had gone ahead and started distributing her naked pictures from said phone.
Now, usually when the police, like, leave their gun in the bathroom or, like, on the back of their car, like, those guys normally don't get fired.
Yeah, that's right. They get a little slap on the hand, like, you shouldn't have done that, officer.
Frequently they don't get fired when they rape, assault, and murder people either.
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I mean, let's be honest, like, I bet you if you could survey people, I'm going to guess, like, 90% of them probably have dirty pictures on their phone. Is that a safe assumption?
I don't know. It would be interesting to... Well, first of all, it would be hard to conduct that survey because people probably wouldn't all be honest about it. So I don't know if you'd get... Even if it were true that 90% did have nude photos, I don't know if you'd get close to 90% admitting that they...
The only way to get a scientific study would be to break into the phones.
Right, which would, of course, be illegal.
Even if it's 50%.
I'm not necessarily advocating that. It's just, right. You know...
I don't know. It just seems like it's very likely to me that this is going to be the case. And, like, you could say, like, maybe she should have encrypted it, but maybe the child shouldn't have taken the phone either. So I don't know. Like,
no, definitely he should not have taken the phone.
But yeah, it very much it's reminding me of stories you hear of the victim of sexual assaults being prosecuted for having been victimized. This woman was victimized and the powers that be have added insult to injury.
Like, I don't know. I just don't think she should lose her job. over some dirty photos. I mean, like, maybe they could be like, well, you probably shouldn't have done that, but...
Well, apparently there has been... There's a little bit more to the story here from freerangekids.com. There has been a petition created to try to get her job back. As Lenore Scanese points out at freerangekids.com, it's yet another instance of the mess we get into when authorities decide that they are saving kids by acting as if any time anyone under 18 encounters anything of a sexual nature, the young person is damaged for life. A petition created by three of Ms. Arthur's pupils says, quote, apparently, and many more students who just want their teacher back, unquote, has garnered almost 10,000 signatures. It's so lovely, she says. It not only asks the school to reinstate the teacher, it asks for mercy on the student who started the whole mess. Quote, another thing that you have to realize is that we have went to school with the student responsible for years. The intention of the petition is not to have him absolutely berated, but to have Ms. Arthur reinstated. Everyone makes mistakes. That's what the students are saying in this petition.
Although I would say they haven't went to school with him long enough, because otherwise they would say we have gone to school.
Yeah, that's why it fucked me up, because I was reading it as it was quoted here.
This is interesting, because it's almost like the zero tolerance applied to the teacher too. You know, they had all these stupid policies, like if you bring a squirt gun to school, you're going to be, you know, suspended and get in big trouble or whatever.
I had a talking to back when I brought a squirt gun to school, and this was back in the 90s. I didn't get suspended, thankfully. But
I mean, like, now they'd probably, like, call the FBI, like, you know, get the counter-terrorist squad in there.
It sounds like you're joking, but really, they probably would do something like that. They freaked out back in the late 90s, and this was pre-Columbine.
Oh, speaking of FBI, I understand from... Jonathan Irish that Phil Christiana's resurfaced, and he's involved in the arrests of all these people who are at the Bundy Ranch recently.
Oh, yeah, they talked about that last night. There was a guy from New Hampshire, I guess, who got snatched up within the last 24 or 48 hours.
I think there have been a few.
More than one? Okay, yeah.
Like, most of them who are actually at the Bundy Ranch, which doesn't include any of us.
Two years ago. And so they're now bringing them up on charges. You're referring to Phil Christiana. For our listeners who don't know, who is that, Rich Paul?
Phil Christiana of the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force is the rather corrupt federal agent who busted me and tried to... blackmail me into basically entrapping my fellow political activists. So this is a bad guy working for the government.
Yeah, he's a federal bomb agent of some sort, but he seems to be investigating all manner of different things involving Free Staters.
Yeah, and basically I'm pretty much 100% convinced that basically, that was exactly what happened, as they called up the Keene Drug Task Force and said, hey, can you get me some dirt on a Free Stater? Because there's no other reason for there to have been an FBI connection to that case. The FBI,
for just selling some weed?
Yeah, the FBI does not make a habit of chasing around small-time drug dealers in small New Hampshire towns.
Not to mention letting a heroin dealer go in order to get you.
Yeah.
They gave him a break, basically. No jail time for the heroin dealer because he rolled on you.
Yeah, well, it's unclear now based on what he said.
He being Christiana?
On the stand. No, based on what Richie the Rat
snitch.
Said.
Okay.
Richie the Snitch on the stand actually said that he had sold me out for money and that his cases had already been resolved.
Really? I don't remember that detail.
Yeah, I remember it from his testimony, because I believed he was lying when he said that, because I've never heard of any drug informant's charges actually being dismissed to the point where they would notify you they're dismissed. Mm-hmm. They want to keep that hanging over your head the next time they want to use you. So I think he was lying on the stand, personally.
And he wasn't the only one. Phil Christiana, apparently. Didn't he perjure himself?
Oh, well,
on the stand?
When asked whether he had asked me to infiltrate the Keene Activist Center, his answers in order of appearance were no, Maybe, yes, and that's a matter of national security. So I would say that at least two of those answers have to have been lies.
Yeah.
because they contradict the others, although the matter of national security is, of course, orthogonal. That one may or may not be a lie.
Most interesting answer.
Yeah, it definitely was.
The Keene Activist Center, a place where for years liberty activists here in the Keene area gathered for all manner of different purposes, is somehow a matter of national security, is pretty amusing.
Well, if you're not on somebody's subversive list by now, you gotta up your game.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong. The FBI hasn't put you on their list and tried to infiltrate your movement. And it was happening at a time when I believe Chris Cantwell had just arrived, or at least not long after he'd arrived.
I was arrested the day after Chris Cantwell was thrown out of the Keene Activist Center. And spent much time puzzling over the timing of those two events.
Probably a coincidence, but I don't think it was a coincidence that Cantwell showed up.
It was a quasi-coincidence. I'm right with you where you're going there.
I think the FBI followed him here.
I think they were interested in Cantwell. Yeah.
He was particularly violent in his rhetoric back at that time. He still has some of the violent rhetoric, but he was particularly violent in what he was saying and blogging or whatever at the time when he first moved to Keene. And I suspect that's one of the things that sort of turned the FBI on to what was going on here. Not that they didn't know already, because Christiana had appeared here back as early as, I think, 2005, investigating Russell Canning and Dave Ridley, two of the earliest movers here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
And there was somebody else that... the guy who... Lumpy.
Yes, that's right. Who is no longer here as well. But yeah, so Christiana's been sort of in and out, not just in Keene, but investigating Free Staters all across New Hampshire, which, you know, it's kind of a badge of honor, right? Like, it shows that we're making an impact, that we're not just your typical libertarians who don't really do much of anything
the other thing it shows is there are not enough real criminals. Like, this is a point that TJ's made, is you have all these police officers and federal agents, and honestly, they have nothing to do. So they basically, they create terrorists, they find, like, autistic people and say, would you park this truck bomb, quote-unquote, in front of this building, and then they entrap them and say, oh, we foiled the terrorist attack, and then they go after people who, for all intents and purposes, are peaceful, and they just try to, like, set them up. And
I suspect that's what would have been coming had Rich gone ahead and done the bidding of the FBI. You didn't, though. You refused to cooperate with them.
Yeah, and I considered that possibility. You know, am I going to end up, you know, somewhere carrying a briefcase that I think has one thing in it, but actually it's got a frigging bomb, which does or doesn't kill me?
Would be more likely is if they flipped you to an informant, they would put you back into the Keene Activist Center and try to have you convince someone else to do that.
That could also be a possibility, but you never know. Maybe they're just trying to use you. Maybe they're setting up a false flag attack.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. But, of course, this is a peaceful community of activists. No one would really bite on that, even if someone tried it. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.